Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have a very nice story to go along with our feast day. Our feast is of a great apparition of an angel, the holy archangel, Saint Michael. And it's in honor of a great set of miracles that this feast today comes to us. It all took place around the year 490 AD in Italy, in a very small town known as Gargano. And in that town, there was a nobleman. That means that he was, you know, pretty financially well off, and he also was in charge of a lot of stuff in the town. And he was a good man, though, and he had a lot of animals. He had like a really large ranch, you could say, and he had all these animals that he cared for on there and had people take care of on his property. And one of the animals, which was one of his most favorite, his most prized animal, was a big, large bull. And that bull, one day, he came down to where the pen where it was kept and saw that it was missing. And he started to panic because that was his favorite bull and one of his favorite animals. And he started looking everywhere. He told the servants, you know, let's spread out, go through the woods, start looking for this bull and bring it back home. And they searched all day long, and they couldn't find it until finally, as the day was coming to an end, there they saw the bull way up high on the side of a mountain, and it was in a cave, and it was stuck in the cave, and it couldn't get itself out at all. And so the man, seeing that, felt bad for the bull and realized, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get him down the mountain. So he sent one of his servants up to the bull to try to just basically to put it down so it didn't have to suffer and stuck in the cave. So the man took out a bow and arrow and pulled back to shoot the bull and let the arrow fly. And the arrow went towards the bull and then in the middle of the air stopped, came back around, turned, and struck the servant with the arrow. And the nobleman saw that happen and thought, uh-oh, you know, I better do something about that. And so he hurried off. He took the man to the hospital, of course, and then he hurried himself off to the bishop because what he had seen scared him. That doesn't happen normally. The arrows come back around and hit their shooter. And so he went to the bishop and said, I don't know if this was a miracle from heaven or if it was something diabolical or what, but you have to tell me what to do. This could be an important sign. I don't know. All I know is this is what happened. So the bishop, who was a good and pious man, decided that everybody from the ranch and himself should pray and fast for 3 days. And they did so. And at the end of the third day, Saint Michael appeared to the bishop and tells him that no more shedding of blood of the bulls should happen in the cave any longer, and that the cave belongs to Saint Michael. And what the Saint Michael was referring to there was that there was a pagan religion called Mithraism that existed at the time, and they used to sacrifice bulls in the caves. And Saint Michael didn't want that religion to exist anymore. So he said, "And I need you to consecrate this cave as a chapel dedicated to me," and in order to for protection of that area and for his intercession. Well, the bishop didn't expect to have Saint Michael come and visit him. And when he had seen it happen, and as we've known from other stories, he didn't quite know if he should trust himself. And so he didn't build a chapel right away. And he kept waiting and wondering, should I or should I not? Was that a real vision or was that a trick? Or was I just tired and hungry? And so after 2 years of not doing anything, after having that vision of Saint Michael, the town ended up in trouble again, Gargano. And this time it was because of a pagan horde of soldiers coming to invade another nearby city. They heard that they were on their way to try to conquer a nearby city of Sipanto, and they knew that their little town of Gargano was right on the way to Sipanto. And so they didn't know what to do. They were greatly outnumbered. And so the bishop said, all right, everybody in the town, 3 days of prayer, 3 days of fasting. Let's see if God can deliver us from this. And they did so. And on the third day, there came Saint Michael all over again to the bishop. And he said to them, if your people of your town go and attack first the pagan hordes that are coming, with full confidence and full bravery, trusting that I will protect them, I will. And I will make sure that they are protected and that they are delivered from harm and that your city comes to no harm and you'll be victorious in the battle. Well, he tells this to the town people, and the town people trust the bishop. That's got to be right. And they all march off the next morning, full of bravery, completely trusting in the powers of God on their side. And they get close to the enemy, and what happens? But a big giant sandstorm sweeps up and starts pelting the pagan army. And they can't do anything about it. The Christians are perfectly fine. They're not in the storm. But on the other side of the battle lines is this massive sandstorm driving at the enemy horde. And finally, they just can't stand it any longer, and they retreat. And it says that they never ever return to that area ever again. The Christians were victorious, and they never even had to fight the fight because Saint Michael helped them out because of their faithfulness. But still, for some reason, the bishop, he still had these doubts in his mind, and he didn't still build the chapel. So finally, after another year, because now it was really bothering him whether he should do it, he finally did what he should have done closer to the beginning, and he asked for some help. He went and saw the Pope, and he told the Pope about all that had happened, and what should he do? And the Pope told him, okay, well, you know, one more time, 3 days of fasting and prayer. Go take some of the other bishops and priests of the area, take them up to the cave, and I want you to spend 3 days at that cave praying and fasting. And whatever comes from your time there as an answer to that, you follow that. Now the bishop had his orders. He could be completely reliant and obedient to the Pope, and he went up to the cave, and they didn't go inside. For some reason, the bishop was a little afraid to go inside the cave, and so he stayed outside the cave and prayed and fasted for 3 days, and at the third day, there again came Saint Michael, and he told them to come on into the cave. It is time that it needed to be used as a church, and that it was already made holy by the angel himself. And the bishop walked in there, and he saw that he didn't really have to do much even to the cave at all. The inside of the cave was set up just like a chapel, just because it was meant to be. It was the answer to his prayers, and finally they had mass there, and they used it as a chapel, and soon afterwards a bigger church was built around it to kind of keep it safe from all the outside area. And it was, you know, so they had a big church built around the little cave chapel, and you could still to this day go and visit it. In fact, there's a site of many miracles. At times people would have healings there, and in the 1600s it was by people going to that chapel to pray that that little town of Gargano was delivered from the plague when it had come. And so we learn a couple very valuable lessons from Saint Michael. First off, not only is he a very powerful intercessor for us, but we also learn that one is that we should always want to, no matter what, do whatever God asks us to do, even if it seems a little bit weird or a little hard. And if we have any doubts in our minds, then right away we should pray to have that cleared up for ourselves. And if we need help, this is where the bishop probably went wrong a little bit. He should have gotten help earlier. And if we have, if we have questions about something, about what God wants me to do in my life, I should ask the priest or the bishop to help me out and give me a little guidance. And then you have extra people praying and good sound advice, and everybody can move forward for that same goal, doing God's will. And whenever we're in trouble, in danger, both physically, but most especially spiritually, when temptation comes to us, just like Saint Michael defended the Christian soldiers, He'll always defend us if we ask him to, if we call upon him to take away those temptations and to protect us in time of physical danger. So remember to hold on to that devotion to St. Michael as something so powerful in your lives, and he will always be ready to be at your side, to be your faithful defender your whole life long. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.